Whit Tuesday, 1618.
Quickly, into the church, a storm's coming, a big one.
Come on, we'll be safe inside.
Phew, thank goodness we made it. And all these pilgrims with us. What was that? It sounded as if lightning just struck us. Somewhere up there in the tower?
Look, there are two people lying on the floor over there. Are they dead? Hey, why don't you answer?
Help, my clothes are on fire.
Throw yourself on the floor. Try to suffocate the flames.
Ah, hell!
There's still some holy water in the font. Here.
Bless you. That was a close call. We have to get out of here again. Everything's burning. Hey, let us out.
Oh, Blessed Mary, rescue us. Help us in our hour of need. Otherwise, we're done for. Damn, I've stumbled. I'm lying on the floor now with everyone trampling on me. Help! Help!
This story really happened, back in the year 1618. The details of it were later written down by the Benedictine father Emilian Hemauer. He also mentioned a plaque commemorating the tragedy, which no longer exists. The words upon the plaque said that many pilgrims fled into the church on the Tuesday after Pentecost 1618 to escape an approaching storm. But a lightning strike at midnight triggered an enormous fire in the church. 3 men and 7 women died in the tragedy, and they were buried in the church cemetery. The last words on the plaque read, "Comfort them, God."